Hey, Bulldogs fans, it's time for the AC All Access Show, brought to you by Adrian College and Frickers of Adrian, where we unlock the doors to the heart of Adrian College athletics, including live interviews from Adrian College coaches and players.
Hello and welcome to the AC All Access Show, 96.5 The Cave and 96.5thecave.com. My name is Ian Wendt. Thanks for being part of the show today on a Monday night here at Frickers. It's the place to be. Weekday specials, galore lunch specials, the NFL jersey giveaway on Monday nights. Swing on by, fill out the little entry form, just your name and your phone number. You don't need to be here to win, but you do need to be here to sign up to get yourself an opportunity to win yourself an NFL jersey. Monday Night Football tonight, Bills and Jets, come out and watch it, or listen right here on 96.5 The Cave at the conclusion of our show today. And what a lineup we have for you. We're going to talk some ACHA Women's Division I hockey, talk some ACHA Men's Division II hockey, and we are going to talk all sports with the SID, Mike Prang, waiting in the wings. But first, talk some cornhole with the third-year head coach of the Bulldogs, Max Benedict, joins me. Max, good to see you. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, year three, does that kind of put it in perspective?
Adrian College in
program is building.
Gives me an idea of a feeling of kind of know what we're doing now. We know what we need to do. We know where we're going. This year, looking forward to actually playing some other colleges. So,
can you elaborate on that, playing other colleges?
Yeah, I might have jumped the gun there. But, this is the first year we're actually going to play other schools. So 3 years ago when I started, Adrian was just Sitton Island. We were the only school that had a cornhole team. That's not the case anymore. We're actually going to go down to South Carolina, play a school called Winthrop University. Oklahoma State's hosting a tournament. They have their own team now. We might head up to Wisconsin and play a team. There's one out in Iowa now, so we actually have some competition that's just college to college now. So,
all right, very cool stuff. Third year in a program, you got to build it from something. And, of course, the college very, very supportive of all the sports on campus. But this one relatively new in terms of age on campus, the third year. It's a lot of just getting your numbers up, right? Trying to get students to either come to school to play cornhole, or we've talked about students that are already here, maybe picking up another sport or trying this sport for their only athletic activity on campus. How is that recruiting going for you?
That's what makes our team interesting, really. We have we actually have a freshman that came in all the way from Canada, about 6.5 hours away north of Toronto. He's a Canadian pro. He's now joined us on our team. We have someone that transferred from Trine. And then on the flip side of that, we have a lot of kids that already were at Adrian and flipped to our team. So, for example, we have one gentleman who got injured in basketball, couldn't play basketball anymore, so now he's playing cornhole with us, and he just had his first tournament yesterday. So we've got all walks of different areas on our team. So
that's the cool thing about the sport is, you play it in your backyard, and anyone really can pick it up and learn how to do it. But, Max, once they get on the team, you have to sort things out, right, and figure out maybe, like a lineup card if you have something like that. Once they get on the team, what's the process for you to get them ready for competition?
Yeah, so it's really just we practice every single day. We go an hour and a half, and it kind of becomes clear, it's kind of like golf, I say. If you got four kids to take to a tournament, might do a playoff to figure out who's going to be those top four. It all comes down to PPR. It's a term we use in cornhole. It's points per round. Obviously, the highest would be 12. If you get all four in, that's 12. So if you're looking at round 8, 9, 10, those are going to be your top kind of top-tier players. And then down, it goes all through levels. So it's just kind of figuring out where everyone on the team, on the roster, falls and then fitting them into the right division when we go to a tournament. So
to figure that number out, the PPR, is it just, you and a board, and you see how close you can do, or is it like in competition between players? Because it's a lot of cornhole is strategy, right? Like sliding someone else's bag off the board, or, where you want to throw it in.
Yep, and nowadays they've got the elusive roll bag that everyone does, where the bag, you can actually tumble it over the pile if it gets clogged up, stuff like that. PPR is really just a number you can measure. It gives you on paper you know, someone's where they're at, but it doesn't really show the whole story, right? So the best players in the world, they might have a game and they might throw over an 11. That just means they might be going hole for hole. Well, if someone's throwing blockers up, the best player in the world might be throwing a 7-8. So it's really just a measurement to kind of see where you are. But every game's different. So you got to really see what's going on to see the whole picture, really. So
talking with Max Benedict, the cornhole coach at Adrian College. So what is a roundabout number for a college cornhole player?
Are you talking PPR level?
The PPR,
so So really, it's all over the place, and it really goes game for game. So I've got kids averaging around 9, 8. Like I said, I have kids that are just starting out that are really just trying to find the board consistently, and that's really you're going to fall 4 to 6 range. Looking at competition, I know it's going to be interesting. We've got some schools that, you know, they have 4 or 5 people that are throwing 7, 9 range. So I'm kind of really excited to see us play them. It's 12-round limited game, so anything can happen too. So
let's talk about the game, right? That's something a lot of people can learn about in the community. If you're listening to this for the first time and going, Adrian College has a cornhole team, and they've been around for 3 years, how do you play? Could you talk us through a typical match for one of your players?
Yeah, so usually the day, we travel to regionals, so I'll give you an example of what's going to happen this year because I think it's new and it's something that people can kind of learn about. When we're going to actually invite all college, any college age, anyone who's fully enrolled in a college, they're eligible to come play against us. We're hosting it October 26th. It's actually the first time this is happening this season. And the way that's going to work is the first thing, it's going to be singles. It's just one-on-one, you against someone else. Randomly, it's going to be whoever you draw. Then we're going to move on to doubles, you and a partner. That's going to be, you're going to have your partner ahead of time. You're going to play 2-on-2. And then we're going to get into 4-on-4, and that's going to be the whole day.
It will take up a whole day, won't
it? It will.
Maryland's going to be pretty full.
Yeah, I can keep going. It's 12-round limits on those games.
Yeah, what does that mean?
So a round is where you each have 4 bags. I throw one, my opponent throws one. We do that until we're out of bags.
Yeah.
Go walk down to the other end, that's 1 round. So you get 12 rounds. So you get 6 down in bags. 12 chances to throw your 4.
And it's the first to
21, but in a 12-round limited, the game could end 2-0. It just ends at 12. So,
yeah. So it's not going on endlessly.
Exactly.
Because the points cancel each other out. Right?
Exactly.
If you throw one on the board, your opponent does. That's nothing.
Exactly. So with that particular tournament, it's really good for spectators too because it's not a tournament that can go all day. Last year we left around 7. We didn't get back until around 1 a.m.
Wow.
So when there's no round limits, they can go on and on and on forever. We can have games that last an hour. With this kind of tournament, you won't have that because of that 12-round limit. So it's really kind of spectator-friendly too. So,
talking Adrian College Cornhole with their coach, Max Benedict. Bulldogs off to a pretty good start this season. You just played on Sunday. You had some individuals place very high in that tournament. Could you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, that one was interesting. The first tournament we had a little over a week ago, the podium kind of eluded us. We had a lot of fourth-place finishes. We couldn't get anyone in the top 3. It's the first tournament, though, so we're still a little rusty coming out at the beginning. Yesterday, I thought, let's go to somewhere new. Let's go down to Indiana, Underground Cornhole. A little over a 2-hour drive. I thought, let's go get our confidence up, play some new people. You know, you don't know what to expect. Went down there, and there was actually a few pros down there. There was one of the top 5 players in the world in cornhole.
Oh, wow.
Down in Indiana playing. So we had some tough competition, but they actually did really well. I was really happy with them. It was a long day, but we managed to find the podium once yesterday. So,
going to ask you some maybe ignorant-sounding questions.
Go ahead.
But the structure of collegiate cornhole, is there one? Do you play in a league? People might remember, this is 2 years ago now, Adrian College made it to ESPN for that national tournament. What's a season structure like?
So when I'm talking about these meets like October 26th and when we go down to Winthrop in South Carolina to play a collegiate match, those are opportunities to get bids into that final tournament in Myrtle Beach where you can earn the chance to play on ESPN. So the whole season's kind of leading up. We might see familiar faces. Each time you win, you get a bid of 4 players to go down to Myrtle Beach. And every year so far, we're We're 2-for-2 on both seasons, hoping to do the same. However, we've gotten 2 bids and we've taken 8 players. So
it's similar to maybe high school cross country, where you can run as many races as you want during the season, but the ones that matter are these specific ones, like regionals for cross country, and then it gets you to where you need to be.
Exactly.
Is that simplifying?
It's kind of a brutal season. You know, we practice, we play all year, but if you want to put it like that, that's pretty accurate, where the big one is the one that matters. That's your only chance to get on TV. It's not double elimination, so you have one bad game, dreams of getting on ESPN are over. So that's why that tournament's so tough, and that's why we prepare for it all year. So,
and Adrian College goes up against, quote, the big name schools, right? Ones that people know nationally.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that tournament brings in schools all over the country. There's almost over 200 teams there, all from different schools. Over 100 schools compete in that. People drive all the way from California just to play in that tournament. So,
cool stuff. Well, that's the ultimate goal, right? Is to get there and play for a national championship. Coach, what are your numbers looking like? I realize cornhole is a co-ed sport, so how many do you want on your team, and how many do you have? Is that number becoming the same one in year three?
So I really can have as many as I can hold on the board, so there's really no limit right now. This is the most kids we've had consistently over the season. Right now we're sitting around 14, 15. When we go to tournaments, we travel depending 8, 10, 12, just depending on the size of the tournament and the competition we're going to run into. It is co-ed, so we're right about not quite a 50-50 split. I'd say it's 60-40, 40% female, 60% male on our team. So kind of a good split, so it's not leaning one way or another. So,
do you assign captains for your team, or it's kind of just, you know, you're the coach and then they're the players?
That's what's kind of unique about our team. There's no, I always tell everyone on our team, is absolutely no condescending language at our practices. I'll pair people that are just starting out wanting to learn the game with our best players, and they'll learn from each other. I think that's the best way to learn in cornhole, because at the end of the day, there is a proper way to play the game, but nothing is 100% in it. So it's really good to see different perspectives and them learn from each other, because I think hearing from different players helps them a lot progress too.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. Well, the next is that your next event on the 26th?
The 26th. So I'm giving them off weekend this weekend. It's their only off weekend of the fall. And the 26th is what we're preparing for. We got to switch to that 12-round format. So that's not typical. It's only in the college event. So that's what we're gearing up for. It's all what we're going to do for the next 2 weeks. So
that's open to the public?
That's open to the public. We should have concessions. I'm still working on concessions, but it's going to be in the Merrillot at Adrian College's campus in the Blue Gym. It's going to start at 9 a.m. We're going to start off with singles. We're going to move on to doubles, and we're going to do a team event. And it should last throughout the whole day till in the evening, afternoon probably. So,
would you say safely a dozen schools? I forget what you said earlier.
I know right now 3 schools are going. How many they're bringing, I'm not sure.
Okay.
The ACL, the American Cornhole League, they're the National Association. They're about to push it out on social media. So,
good.
I know we're going to probably get a lot more names of schools popping up. But I know for sure we're going to have a few schools bringing 8 to 12 kids. So I'm kind of excited to get some real competition against people we're going to see later on in the season.
Yeah, big-time stuff. Very, very cool. Max, good to catch up with you and everything going on with cornhole at the college. Best of luck Saturday, and we'll keep an eye on your squad and see how they progress the rest of the long, grueling season.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I appreciate you having me on. Thank you.
And, again, that was Max Benedict, the third-year head coach of the Adrian College cornhole team. We are going to step aside for just a moment. We're going to hit the ice. Talk some ACHA Women's Division I Ice Hockey. We'll be back with that right after these messages. You're listening to the AC All Access Show on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com, live from Frickers in Adrian. We'll be right back.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Catch women's volleyball on Tuesday, women's hockey on Thursday and Friday, also men's rugby and club baseball on Friday, and a full day of sports on the Adrian College campus for Saturday.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Catch women's volleyball on Tuesday, women's hockey on Thursday and Friday, also men's rugby and club baseball on Friday, and a full day of sports on the Adrian College campus for Saturday.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Hello and welcome back to the ACL Access Show on a Monday night on 96.5 The Cave and 96.5thecave.com, live from Frickers in Adrian. Josh Mitchell back in our cave studios. My name is Ian Wentz. Glad to have you along with us on this. Well, it's starting to get dark out a little bit earlier. That's okay. It's always bright in Frickers, whether it's the food, the fun, the sports, the spirits. It's a good place to be. Frickers in Adrian. Check out their specials. They do have social media. They do have a weekday special. Today is the boneless chicken. Bone-in chicken is tomorrow. Lunch specials from open 11 o'clock until 2 in the afternoon during the week, and a special Parkmore chicken special on Sunday. You'll find me in here, I'd say, at least twice a week. It's a guarantee, at least twice a week. Well, enough about that. Coming up later in the show, Mike Prine, the Sports Information Director at Adrian College, is going to talk all things Bulldog Athletics. We're going to talk some ACHA Division II men's hockey, talk about their start to the season. But right now, I'm sitting across from one of the ACHA Women's Division I hockey players, Nalia Wood, a senior from Meaford, Ontario. That's in Canada, for all you Michiganders that aren't quite sure. Well, thanks for being on the show today. Good to talk to you. All right, senior forward. I normally ask what brought you to Adrian College 4 years ago, but I realized some people transfer in. So when you came to school here, what brought you to Adrian, and was it just hockey?
Honestly, yes, it was mainly just hockey. I was in my final year of hockey down in Barrie. I played for the Barrie Junior Sharks there, and I got recruited by, it was Hannah Griffin at the time, our coach my freshman year, and I've been with Adrian for the past 4 years.
Well, I would say the first three have gone pretty well according to plan, especially last year.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about this year plenty, but last year was one for the books. The first program national championship.
Yep.
Your team had their banner ceremony in late September. Just, I'm sure you had some teammates come back, right, that you know, graduated or,
yes,
or left or any things like that. Could you take me back to that banner raising ceremony or banner unveiling ceremony, like what that was like for you?
It was really exciting. That day we decided to wear our rings that we got from winning the national championship to the arena, so that was pretty fun for us. And we actually had one of our graduating students, Kenna Goodwin, come and drop like the ceremony puck for us. And our captain, Tess McCaro, she came out and took that face off. And we played Indiana that night, but unfortunately we tied them. We didn't get the win, but that's okay.
Right.
But it was really exciting, and it was a memorable night that I don't think any of us will ever forget.
Did that banner night bring you back to winning that championship?
Totally.
Like, you'll never forget it,
but
you go through the summer and, you know, getting into the fall, but then, bam, you're playing hockey again, and you're the defending champ.
Yes.
And you have the biggest target on your back this season. Have you seen that through the first seven games of the year?
Definitely. I feel like we're going to get everyone's best game, and we are prepared for that. And I think, honestly, that's a fun thing. You want to get everyone's best game. You want to get out there and have a hard-fought battle and win truly because you are a better team. But, you know, I think we can do it again this year.
Well, you brought back plenty, right?
Yes.
Yourself included. Can you talk about how that's been? Like, there's obviously some new faces, but some very familiar names with the team. And maybe two of the bigger ones are your coaches, right? Your head coach and your assistant coach. Let's start with the coaches. New to the team.
Yep.
Not new to hockey.
No,
they've been around for a while.
Yes.
And they've coached together for a little bit, too.
Yep.
What's it like playing for them?
I find it really fun. They brought in a new perspective to our team. And, honestly, we've all enjoyed that. And they're bringing good energy. They come from a different team and a different type of style. And I think they're excited to be with a group of girls who, like, not only just won, but are looking to get better and also win again this year and for years to come in advance.
Absolutely. Talking with Nalia Wood with the ACHA Women's Division I hockey team here at Adrian College. In your career, according to my cheat sheet, 104 games played, 57 points. It's a good average.
Pretty
half
good.
A point a game. You'll take that. 26 goals and 31 assists.
Yeah.
There's names all over your team, right?
Of course,
that grab the headlines
and
things like that. What's it like being part of that? Like, half a point a game, it's pretty darn good.
Not too bad.
You can work. You have a season to work on it,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, yeah, yes. Yeah. No, it's a fun group of girls, and I think we all have our different, like, parts of the game that we bring, and it really, like, we work together. We have girls who are better at a certain skill set, who can score a goal, who can skate with a puck, who's more gritty, and I find that, like, when we come together and just work on ourselves and focus on ourselves, we are, like, unstoppable.
What, and these things change throughout the season, possibly, who are your line mates?
Right now, actually, each game, they're different.
Okay, all right.
I'm a centerman, and right now, my last game, I was with Taylor Robinson and Kira Eagleson. Last year, I played a lot with Kira and Robbie. That's the two girls there.
Okay.
But with the new girls and just some other opponents to our team now, I'm on, like, the fourth line, so our line changes each game, kind of. And he's just trying to figure out who fits best and go from there.
Half a point a game on the fourth line. You play on the power play or something?
I actually do this year for the first time.
All right.
My freshman year, I was on the power play a lot. Fast 2 years prior, I was not on it. But this year, coach has given me a chance, and I'm actually on the top of the power play here. And, yeah, it's been exciting. More of a offensive part of the game for me now.
Top of the power play.
So
you
on the
play
right,
defense?
No, sorry, I'm on the right side. Shazi is on the top of the point.
Okay.
And then Tess McCara is on the other side. And,
okay. So you're on the opposite side of the Ovechkin side.
Yes.
Okay. For the hockey basic people, they know where he lines up for the power play.
Yep, and stands there and waits for his one-timers.
Yep. You do the same thing?
No.
No. Probably not allowed to. 5-1-1 this season.
Yep.
You're coming off a couple of sweeps of Lake Superior State.
Yep.
I was there for one of them.
Oh, nice.
And Niagara, most recently.
Yep.
It's good to get on a win streak, right?
I agree. I like winning. Don't like losing.
especially you were at home for those series, right?
Yes.
Yeah, both of them. You want to take care of home ice.
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of the cliche, right?
It's yes.
to win your home games and do what you can on the road.
Totally. And when people come to Adrian, they know what they're getting themselves into with our crowd and everything.
Yeah. What is it? And maybe you'll have a better perspective when you graduate, but what's it like playing in that arena?
It's unreal. Like, like, hands down, we have the best arena and the environment and our fans. It's so much fun hopping on the ice, and just the music, the crowd, it gets you fired up. It's awesome.
Speaking of, you get to stay home, right? You're going to play Maryville University on Thursday and Friday at the Arrington. Thursdays at the Arrington, I've told, are a thing. Students get kind of rowdy.
Yep.
Come out and support. So let's get them out there. Puck drop is at 7 or 7:30?
7:30 Thursday.
7:30. And then Friday, same time?
Friday is 3 p.m.
Okay, Friday at 3. 7:30 Thursday, Friday at 3. All right, be looking out for you.
Awesome.
Power play.
Yep.
Fourth line. Half a point a game.
Yep.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, Nalia, thanks for talking to me.
Of course.
Appreciate your time and good luck this weekend.
Thank you very much.
Once again, with the women's ACHA D1 hockey team at Adrian College, that was Nalia Wood, the Ontario, Canada native, a senior for your Bulldogs. We're going to take a break. We're going to switch teams, talk some ACHA men's Division II ice hockey, and then a little bit later, Mike Prang, sports information director. You won't want to miss a talk with Prang, I can tell you that from experience. We're going to take a break, and we will be right back. This is the AC All Access Show, live from Frickers and Adrian on South Main Street. Joint's getting busy for a Monday night. Let's get in here. You have a chance to win an NFL jersey to get yourself in that drawing. Some boneless wings on special as well. So we're going to take this break, and we'll be right back with more of the AC All Access Show. I'm Ian Wendt on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Catch women's volleyball on Tuesday, women's hockey on Thursday and Friday, also men's rugby and club baseball on Friday, and a full day of sports on the Adrian College campus for Saturday.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Catch women's volleyball on Tuesday, women's hockey on Thursday and Friday, also men's rugby and club baseball on Friday, and a full day of sports on the Adrian College campus for Saturday.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Catch women's volleyball on Tuesday, women's hockey on Thursday and Friday, also men's rugby and club baseball on Friday, and a full day of sports on the Adrian College campus for Saturday.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Hello and welcome back to the AC All Access Show, live from Frickers in Adrian on South Main Street. Every Monday night, except for maybe two or three during holidays, 7 to 8 o'clock at night, great opportunity to talk Adrian College athletics. We've heard from Cornhole, ACHA Women's Division I Hockey. We're going to talk with the Sports Information Director, Mike Prang, to talk all sports going on as we get into the transition period, right, of end of the fall, beginning of the winter. And when you think winter athletics at Adrian College, you think hockey. And you just heard a conversation with Nalia Wood, the women's ACHA Division I hockey player. Now we're going to go to the coaching side. Third year at the helm for Brennan Wachter, head coach of the ACHA Men's Division II. You people out there listening have no idea the struggles I have and others I'm sure have with pronouncing his last name if you see it. But we got it figured out. Coach, third year. I mean, I see you behind the men's D2 bench, and I've seen you helping other programs too, but let's talk about your squad. Third year as head coach. I mean, is time flying because you're having fun? One of those situations. Year three, like, you're more comfortable. It's almost entirely your roster when you came into coaching. So how are you feeling about the team?
Feeling really good. The one thing, I guess, that, each year comes with its new challenges. So, my first 2 years worried about, completely different things than I am right now. With the guys that we have, definitely, brought in a ton of talent this year. Already had a ton of talent, so the expectations and execution of everything kind of really gets pushed up quite a bit. So I've had to, elevate myself as well. So it feels, sometimes it feels like day one, but other times it feels like, a few months into year three. So get a little bit of mix of both sometimes.
And you mentioned year three in the building. I mean, you're one of the more senior members now in terms of head coaches at the Arrington. I mean, Gary Estalos, has been doing this thing for a while, but you kind of look up and down the coaching hallway, a lot of new faces. And are people now looking to you somewhat as like a guy that's been around for a little bit and can help them out or answer questions or things like that?
Yeah, definitely. I think that's kind of one of the really nice things about working in that office. I mean, if you're not in there every day, you kind of don't know how special it is. We're all here for the same thing. All want the end goal. So it's definitely nice to, you can really look to anybody, in the office.
You're in season now. Your career record, 42-10-3, according to Mike Prang. He gave me the numbers. A regional tournament appearance last couple seasons. So the next step would be to obviously advance out of that regional. And I think the boys that are back understand what it takes and like how close they were. Would you say it was a mixed result at the end of the season? Like, okay, you made it to the regional, but you felt the team could go further, but that makes them more hungry for this season to get to where they want to go?
Yeah, 100%, and I think that happened our first year too, first year here. Just kind of seeing how, we lost that first game to Iowa and seeing them get all the way to the national championship game was a big eye-opener, really for the guys that are the juniors now. And I think it's three out of the five or six juniors we have are captains. So, they're kind of have a lot of responsibility and a lot of drive and push behind, this younger group that we have this year. And the additions of the two guys are from our Division I team, Nolan Baldrica and Braden Morris, both two-time national champions at the D1 level. Kind of adds that extra dimension to the team, kind of helps fill in the gaps that we're missing.
Okay, you may have caught my confused face. That doesn't happen very often, does it, for guys to move programs within the building, right? Go from, Gary's squad to yours or from yours to Gary's. Does that happen more often than I think it does?
It's definitely started to happen maybe a little bit more since I came in. But just kind of one of those things that happens every now and again. But both guys coming back for their fifth year, and you know, both had brought it up to me about the potential of coming down and playing D2, and I was definitely open to that for sure.
Yeah, you'll take it. And you know, part of right coaching is getting the message out.
Mm-hmm.
And if you got people like you mentioned your junior class that understand what you're like you're not blowing smoke. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You know what it takes, and they maybe don't until they get to a spot like last year. And you need to do less coaching. Like, we understand what we're doing here.
Mm-hmm.
And if we, you know, stick with this plan, we can get to where we want to go. Is that kind of where you're at?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
And I think, too, you know, looking at just the team overall, you know, we've got 29 guys, and 10 are sophomores and 10 are freshmen. So young,
yes,
very young.
Yeah.
But you know, even with that being said, I think two out of the 10 this year that came in, they were 18 and 19. The others were 20 or 21. So we had a little bit of an older, younger class.
Okay.
This year,
this might be an obvious question. It might just be Canada, and it's a one word answer. Where do you recruit most of your players from, or how do they learn about your program?
We definitely took more of a approach this year. I did, at least. You know, the guys recruit each other at the end of the day. So a good example, like our captain Sean Potts played with a freshman, Gabe Ortega, and then played against another one, Gabe Vijuk. So those three already knew each other anyway.
Yeah.
Kind of all over the place. I think D2, let's see, we've got New York, Ohio, Illinois, Wisconsin, only two from Canada, and then two from Czech Republic.
Okay.
And then Houghton, Michigan, too. All my I started my coaching career in the UP, and I'm never able to recruit anybody from the UP, but my second year of recruiting in Adrian, I get a kid from Houghton to come down here. So
crazy.
It's definitely nice. So it kind of just depends. I mean, we really we have our leagues that we go through, you know, but outside of that, it's, you know, you got to talk to a lot of people because there's so many opportunities out there for hockey.
Right.
But, you know, with the D1 team coming off a national championship and then us having the year that we did last year, you know, that really kind of helped.
You know, building off last year, are you a kind of coach that lays out the expectation, like expectation is to make the national tournament, or, you know, now it's to win the whole thing? Do you talk openly about your goals for your team, or do they kind of do that internally?
They kind of do it internally, but, you know, that's one thing that just the way that the D2 landscape is, you have to preach it often. You know, there's five or six different scenarios that can lead you to just getting to the national tournament. And the way that the national tournament is set up, you know, when you get there for D2, it's anybody's game. And that's kind of how it is, you know, every year. So, you know, my goal, I think my first couple years I pushed it a little too hard in the wrong direction. Now I don't care how we do it, as long as we get there.
Right. Ultimately, you know, at the end of the day, it says national champion. It
exactly.
Doesn't have your record.
Right.
You know, or, you know, basketball equivalent. You made it to the Final Four, but you had like a 19-18 record. Nobody cares about that.
Yeah, exactly.
But ultimately, winning comes with the territory of playing at Adrian College, right? Playing at the Arrington Ice Arena, the expectation to succeed and get to these national tournaments and show, you know, the country and the world that this is a hockey school. And a couple programs have, you know, already hung some banners up there, and looks like your team is on that path. I mean, ultimately, right, you want to win a natty. And like you said, it doesn't matter really how you get there. And I guess for the listeners that don't know, and for myself who claims to know, but I might not know as much, what are the different ways to get number one to the regional? Because that's the big thing, right? You take a certain number of teams to a regional, and you play a tournament of some sort to get to the national. Can you walk me through that, Coach?
Yeah, so with men's D2, I think there's 192 teams, I believe. So men's D2 actually makes up more than men's D1 and men's D3 combined.
That is crazy.
So teams are all over the place, and we're broken up into four regions. If you are the number one or number two seed in your region, you get an auto bid to the national tournament.
Okay.
3-14 is where it starts to get muddled a little bit. If you're 3, 4, 5, or 6, you get an auto bid to the semifinal of the regional tournament. If you're 7-14, you have to play in a play-in game.
Okay.
To get into the quarterfinals, I'm sorry. So you have to do a play-in game to get into the quarterfinals, and then you would play either 3, 4, 5, or 6, and then those teams play out, and it's so you have two winners that come out of regionals, the 3 and the 4 to round out.
Okay.
The national qualifiers.
So the 1 and 2 go.
Mm-hmm. And then it's up to 3 through 14 to play a tournament in a weekend and see what happens.
All right. So where's your team ended up? Let's just go last year.
Last year we were 7th. So we missed
We just missed the bye. All right.
So we should be starting around there this year when those first rankings come out. So the Central is, I think outside of the Southeast, the Central region is the toughest region in the country. I know we had, when they came out with the national ranking at the end of last year, we had 9 teams from the Central in the top 25.
Wow. All right. So I'm thinking D2 and geographically.
Mm-hmm.
You've already played Lake Superior State and Sioux College. Are we talking like the only D2 that comes to mind is like Wayne State or Grand Valley or Ferris? Do you play those schools? Or?
Nope. So those are Grand Valley and Ferris both don't have ACHA D2.
They don't. Okay.
Like Tryon, Indiana Tech, Florida Gulf Coast, Liberty also has men's D2.
Okay.
Montana State, they're always way up
so
there.
So they're in the Central?
They're in the West, but they're always really good. Massachusetts, it was UMass Amherst that won it a couple years ago. A ton of teams out west that I...
Okay, so maybe like a non-traditional D2 that we would think of.
Correct.
An NCAA Division II, different than ACHA Hockey Division II.
Correct.
All right. Well, a lot to sort out, but what we can tell Bulldog fans out there is you're 4-0 to start the season. It literally can't get any better, right, Coach?
No, it can't, especially this weekend with MSU. The first time beating them since I've been here. So it leads to the first time sweeping them as well.
Yeah.
You know, and with a young team and, you know, relying so much on, you know, a little bit of inexperience to a point. It's been a little rocky, but, you know, that happens at the beginning of the year too.
Yeah.
You know, we've only 3 weeks of practice and jump into games and you're expected to be, you know, ready to go. So I'm really proud of how the guys have handled a ton of adversity this year so far, you know, through the first 2 weekends of games. So I'm really looking forward to the road trip that we've got this weekend. You know, definitely gonna be a fun one for sure.
That was my next question. Okay, road trip, where are you at?
We go to Lake State and Sioux College this weekend.
Okay. Do you play one Thursday, one Friday? Or
we play
four
Friday,
on the weekend?
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Okay.
So we play Lake State on Friday and Saturday, and then we play Sioux College on Sunday and come back home.
That's a lot of driving, riding on a bus, but some team bonding time, right?
Yeah, exactly.
With the young guys.
Yeah, exactly. And it's close to home for me. I'm from Sheboygan, so it's only, you know, 1 hour and 10 minutes.
Yeah, but that's to get to Sheboygan, Coach. We're in Adrian. I don't know if you realize
Sheboygan,
that.
Sheboygan to the Sioux is only 1 hour and 10 minutes, so it's not
okay.
It's not that bad. So I'm excited to have a lot of family that are going to be able to make it this weekend, too.
Oh, good.
So definitely helps.
fantastic. Well, Coach, it's been good to catch up with your team. A 4-0 start for the ACHA Men's Division II ice hockey team. I've been talking with their coach, Brendan Wachter, here at the ACL Access Show. Live from Frickers in Adrian. Coach, thanks for the refresher on your team. A great start to the season. Let's keep it rolling.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, once again, some ACHA D2 men's ice hockey conversations here on the ACL Access Show. Mike Prang is here somewhere, and yes, he's making his way over. I'm doing play-by-play for Mike Prang, walking over to the table. He does not look enthusiastic now. He's saving it. He's saving it for a minute from now. We're going to take a break here from Frickers in Adrian on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Catch women's volleyball on Tuesday, women's hockey on Thursday and Friday, also men's rugby and club baseball on Friday, and a full day of sports on the Adrian College campus for Saturday.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Catch women's volleyball on Tuesday, women's hockey on Thursday and Friday, also men's rugby and club baseball on Friday, and a full day of sports on the Adrian College campus for Saturday.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Welcome back to the AC All Access Show. And what a show we've had. Time flies when you're having fun. We've been talking with Max Benedict with the cornhole team at Adrian College. We've been talking with Nalia Wood with the ACHA Women's Division I hockey team. And the coach of the ACHA Men's Division II ice hockey team, Brendan Wachter. And now it is time to talk all sports. We don't have enough time, but we'll do our best. Mike Prang, Sports Information Director. Is this the first time on the air this season?
This season, yeah. You know.
All right.
First time caller, I guess, this year. Long time listener.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Yeah. People remember the end of the year recap we did in May. A lot of stuff to go over. So this will be easy compared to that. Little transition season, right? Winter sports are practicing and starting to play. Fall sports, a lot of them are going to be wrapping up here pretty quickly, but a few to take note of. Football is off to their best start in over a decade. You're there every day on campus, you know, hanging out with the coaches and the team, and just the vibe around that football team is obviously night and day from last year, but, you know, Coach Palka trying to build that culture, and it's easy to do it when you win, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, just the energy in that football office has been like complete 180 from last year. And, you know, that's not to discredit this staff we've had in the past. I mean, Coach D, our previous coach, was, you know, he showed a lot of success at Adrian. We're just hoping to move on with that. And a 4-1 start so far going into a week with Calvin this weekend, a matchup that we think we can win, Calvin being a first-year program. But, I mean, I think it could be competitive because they've been a very shocking first-year program, as some would say. So, but, yeah.
A family weekend this weekend, 3 o'clock for the football game, and then a women's soccer game after. You can hear the soccer game on the Cave if you'd like. The volleyball team, they dropped their first conference match, but that's a team that brought a lot back from last year, and they're looking to make, you know, if you get into the postseason tournament via the conference, you've got a shot to make the NCAAs. And I think that's what Coach Kwan is looking to get out of that team is make top four, you know, host a home match or, you know, just make it to the MIAAs and see where it goes.
Yeah, and right now, I mean, we're sitting at 2-1 in the MIAA. I mean, we defeated Alma at home last week, I think. Gosh, there's so many events going on.
Yeah.
It's hard to keep track of. But, I mean, another big conference match for them tomorrow. They host Trine at 6:30. Like you said, that game's on the Cave. So that's going to be a very big match for us. It's always been a big match. That's always kind of been the match that's gone five sets and eventually turns out to be potentially a rematch in the MIAA tournament every year. So, yeah, that Trine match with us for women's volleyball is going to be a big one.
All right, quickly to the Arrington. I don't know how much you had to do with all the banner raisings and puck drops and all the pomp and circumstance, but that's a good problem to have when you're raising banners from both ACHA D1 teams, the men's and women's, winning the national title. And, you know, teams getting off to a very good start. I know the NCAAs haven't played yet, but ACHA's off to a good start.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, both the men and the women are. The men had a tough weekend with Liberty this past weekend. Liberty's just such a tough team. And then kind of a little bit of a shocking shootout loss a couple weeks ago to Illinois State. But, you know, it's a team that they brought in so much talent. They brought in some Division I NCAA transfers. I mean, this team compared to last year is massive. Like, there's a couple guys on the ice that are 6'6", 6'7", 6'8", that we're going to be a very scary-looking team going into a place. And I think once these new guys, you know, continue to connect with the returners and everything like that, I mean, this team has a shot to even be better than the last team. And that's the same for the women as well.
Right, and, you know, you talked about the sort of the vibe in the football room. Vibe at the Arrington is quite drastically different in terms of personnel from last year. Like, there are some faces we know, but a lot of new people heading up programs, a lot of new people you have to work with on the SID side of things. How are they coming along at the Arrington? A little different when, you know, Coach Krug and Scully and others have left that building.
Yeah. I mean, I believe we've hired the right people. Definitely a very hardworking building over there. I mean, no matter who you brought in, like, they know that they have big shoes to fill. You know, Adam Phillips has to fill Adam Krug's shoes, and he knows that. Chad Davis with Sean Skelly and Brendan Rambor with Carter Clark. So they know that they have the big shoes to fill, and they're definitely doing that. And it's definitely a hardworking office over there for all the teams. And, I mean, they're there as early as can be in the morning, and they're there till dark. So it's definitely their lives over there, and they know that Adrian hockey is definitely something that's known nationally. And they need to keep that up, and they definitely are doing the work to do that.
All right, a couple of teams that are done for the fall. I saw a headline of a recent article you put out on AdrianBulldogs.com about the tennis team just missing out on something or being very close to something. Could you describe that?
Yeah, so their fall is kind of their non-traditional season. They do a lot of their non-conference matches in there, and the men had a very good season in the fall. They believe 4-0 or 5-0 in their matches, and then the women were not too far behind. They sent a few people to the ITA regionals, which is always a big event.
Okay,
we had a couple wins on the men's side. I believe we had one or two on the women's side, but you know, that's just always a tough competition to go into. One, you have to qualify for it, and number two, you're going up against the best of the best in the region. And you know, we have some tough teams in our region, including like University of Chicago, for example, who won the national championship for both the men and the women. Those are some of the teams we're competing against. So it definitely is a good test to our number ones, our number twos, and then even our threes and fours that have qualified. But it's definitely a good experience to take that into the spring when your actual season starts. You have a week in Florida for spring break, and then MIAA battle comes.
Yeah, and speaking of split season, the famous one for me is golf. You play four jamborees in the fall and then a two-day 18-hole tournament in the spring. You know, I'm not involved in the meetings with the MIAA, but it is what it is. those teams are done. They have some ground to make up big time if they want to make the NCAAs, but certainly some very, very good individual performances. I think, speaking freely, the men's team, you know, improved, and the women's team had the expectation, and I think they would tell you they fell short in the fall. They wanted to make it back to the NCAAs, and they're both chasing a couple of programs going into the spring.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, both the men's and the women's team, they're in fourth right now in the standings. You know, they have quite a bit of work to do, especially with only two rounds to go, but it's something that has been done before to catch up that far and everything. And, you know, with that women's golf team, like, with all those girls making the national tournament when they were sophomores, they still have a target on their back. Even though St. Mary's won the conference last year, everyone knows that those four girls that are kind of the core of the starting lineup for the women's golf team, like, they know that they're good golfers, and the MIAA is looking at Adrian as that's a team we need to beat. You know, so it's definitely something that we need to take into the spring season and really take full advantage of our spring break trips and our early non-conference rounds to go into that spring final and really turn it on. And that's the same goes for the men too.
All right, a couple things. Talked with Mike Pran, the SID at Adrian College. There's an Adrian College night with the Red Wings coming up before you know it, the 1st of December, 12:30 p.m. That's a Sunday, of course, taking on Vancouver. Adrian fans get a nice little collection of things.
Yeah, definitely. I was talking with our alumni director, Jenny Carlson.
That's like a thing of praying. I don't know, collection of things, stuff.
But, so I was talking with Jenny Carlson on the phone today, and she brought that up. December 1st, you know, if you're an alumni of Adrian College or a current member of Adrian College, definitely go to the alumni's Facebook page or all their social media and find the link to get your specially priced ticket, and then you will get a Adrian College-branded Detroit Red Wings quarter zip. That's a fun event, and then we're going to be doing the Pistons game in the spring, or not spring, I should say, in February, second semester.
Sure.
I believe that's February 2nd. They play the Bulls. So,
You'll be there for sure. Yeah. Chicagoan.
Yep, my Bulls.
All right. Well, Mike, thanks for the time. Prang, thanks for the time. A lot of people know you as Prang, so got to stay informal as much as we can.
Yep.
Thanks for filling in. Look to talk about some bass fishing here in the upcoming weeks. They've had a very, very strong fall, as they typically do. But thanks for the conversation, and enjoy your time at Frickers here in Adrian.
Thank you. You too.
All right. And again, the sports information director at Adrian College, his name is Mike Prang. You'll hear him sporadically throughout the season here on 96.5 The Cave. Don't forget some upcoming Cave broadcast. Women's volleyball tomorrow and Saturday, women's soccer, and the next Thursday, some men's ACHA Division I ice hockey. With that, I'd like to thank Frickers for being a great host here tonight. If you're listening to The Cave, Monday Night Football is on the way next for Josh Mitchell in our studio. For our marketing extraordinaire, Stacy Mitchell, sports information director Mike Prang, and all my guests, Josiah Durrell is here with the camera, so he didn't do much for the radio side. I'm Ian Wendt, saying so long and good night. Have yourself a great one. This has been the ACL Access Show on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
That's a wrap for today's episode of AC All Access. We hope you enjoyed this exclusive look behind the scenes of Adrian College Athletics. Join us next Thursday at Frickers and Adrian. Check out upcoming Adrian College events at adrianbulldogs.com.